Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ross Kambrowski is here. Ross has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. He's the founder and CEO of CrowdSpring, which is an organization that helps you put your best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's a former attorney, former trial attorney, former award-winning trial attorney. And then he decided to come over where the cool people live, where small businesses are, and he's having a good time over here, and he's doing a lot of good things to help us. He's here to talk to us about some important things that are going on this year in marketing. Ross, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here talking to you and your listeners.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Ross. So you're going to tell us about some marketing trends, some new marketing trends. And I'm along the way, I'm going to point out that when I hear trend and trendy or trending, the hair comes up on my neck a little bit because I'm kind of a fundamentals guy. So talk to us about the trends, and then I'm going to argue for the fundamentals along the way. Go ahead.
I think fundamentals are ultimately important because there are some things that never change. So, mm-hmm. So one of my absolute favorite quotes as a business owner, as somebody that talks to businesses, is from Jeff Bezos from many years ago when he started Amazon. When asked about why Amazon was making certain moves and doing certain things, he said, look, we focus on what will not change. And so we know that 10 years from now, customers will still love great customer service and fast delivery. And so we invest all of our efforts in that. So fundamentals are really critical. But you have to be aware of trends because it's hard for a business, especially a small business, to operate blindly to what's going on in the market. And let's talk about three or four of those trends as we enter 2019. So the first one is the need to have a strong brand identity. And this is really critical because a brand identity is the most effective way for any kind of business to gain a competitive advantage. The marketplace is increasingly crowded. Where you used to compete against one or two people locally, you're competing against hundreds of businesses, whether it's local or national or international. And so creating a brand identity is really important. And a brand identity is everything visual about your brand, about your company. It's how your company presents yourself to the public. So it's not what you say you do or what you are. It's what your customers and prospects can see. So the kind
does
of
it have
things
to be,
that
does it have to be visual? Could brand identity not be a flavor, a taste, something special on a menu of a restaurant or something like? Does it have to be visual?
Brand identity traditionally is visual, but it could be auditory. For example, if you have commercials on the radio, so somebody is advertising on your show. Or talking on your show, it definitely could be auditory in the sense that it's what people see and hear about your business. But
so is 11 Herbs and Spices? Is that brand identity? I'm not pushing back. I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah. Well, anything that customers and prospects can see. So here are some examples: your logo, your brand colors and color palette that you use in your website and your marketing materials, the various typefaces and fonts that you use, the styles that you use for images and content. So, for example, if you have a business where you show photographs of your products, it's the style with which you show these photographs, the graphical elements that you use in your business. So it's everything about your brand visually. And the goal of brand identity is to tell your company's story in a consistent way. And where a lot of businesses make the mistake, and it's just becoming much more important, a lot of businesses have a really chaotic brand identity, or don't focus and strategize on building a consistent one. So what
they're all over the place. They have lots of different colors, or they're not consistent with their images all the way through, or whatever.
Yeah, here are some typical examples that I see, and I talk to thousands of entrepreneurs a year. They may have variations of their logo that's not the same. They may have a logo on their website that's different from the one on their business card. Mm-hmm. They may have a URL, a web address for their business that's different from their business name. Mm-hmm. And so people know their business by one name, try to find it online, and can't because the website is under a different URL. People may have a particular look, branded look, on online or in their marketing materials, and then when you meet this company in person or look at their product packaging, it looks completely different. And so it's very chaotic. It doesn't give your customers an opportunity to get a consistent feel for your company, for your brand. It's very tough to remember a brand if it's right. operating under different visual logos, for example, if it's operating under different visual styles. And that's becoming extremely, extremely tough because not just the best companies in the world, but a lot of companies are investing in good design. So you have
these are not necessarily trends, though, are they? I mean, these are pretty all the things you're talking about. Those are pretty fundamental, aren't they?
These are fundamentals, but they're also important trends that have grown increasingly important as the business has become noisier. So there's just mm-hmm. more competition, more marketing. You know, we see thousands of ads. By the time we end our day, if you count the number of times you see brand logos throughout your day, when you get up, you see shampoo, you know, thousands. And so it's really tough to compete for that experience. So it's a trend that's been going on for some time, but in 2019, it's become even more important because you have to differentiate your business. For people to remember who you are, you have to give them something that helps them remember. So if it's
that's exactly right, because when you search for something, on the right side of the screen is a column of what you're searching for, and that goes on for two or three pages, and that list of 150 items, there might not be a nickel's worth of difference in the price of the same thing. How are people going to differentiate you from all the other 143?
Precisely. And that's one of the areas where brand identity is important, because search isn't the end of it. So even if people find you, if they, for example, from a search engine, click on your site and you have a really poor-looking site, disorganized, the content is wrong, that interaction, it takes people seconds to form an opinion about your business.
Less than a second for the young people. Hold on to that thought. Russ Kimborowski is our guest. Crowdspring.com, is that right, Ross?
Yeah.
Crowdspring.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Stay with it. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.